One of the overlooked but basic functions of a city is keeping the lights on, specifically streetlights. Some Kansas towns have found a cheaper way to do that. But as Stephen Bisaha of the Kansas News Service explains, for many cities, it's too late.
Turns out the best tech solution for saving money on streetlights is the same one for the lights in your home, LEDs.
The operating costs are significantly less.
Sean Chandler's a senior member of the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers. He says LED lights use 40 to 60% less energy. And while the lights themselves are more expensive, they make up for that by lasting longer, a lot longer. Think about the last time you had to replace a burnt out LED bulb. There's a good chance you never have.
The life of a regular street lamp might be something like 5 or 6 years, and the life of an LED lamp is going to be in excess of 20 years.
Public Works Director Keith Bradyhoff said Prairie Village in Johnson County switched to LEDs in 2016. Cities that make the switch can see their expenses cut by two-thirds, according to a streetlight project in New York State.
So once we made that change, our bills were less, period.
Bradyhoff says they're now saving $500,000 a year on their 2,000 streetlights. But most of those savings didn't come from LEDs. It came from buying their lights from Evergy. Most cities pay a utility company a flat monthly fee that covers three things: power, maintenance, and all the physical lights themselves. A few years ago, Mission Hills, Lenexa, Overland Park, and several other Johnson County cities, including Prairie Village, thought that monthly fee was too high. So they decided to buy their lights.
We were paying quite a bit of money each year to lease these, and it just made economic sense for us to go ahead and buy them.
Overland Park's Public Works Director Brian Shields stands under one of the city's traditional lights.
It's a tall 30-foot street light with a mast arm and what we call a cobra head light on it.
It's just kind of your stereotypical American street light.
That's right.
The light might be basic, but Overland Park says it's on track to save $2 million in the decade since it bought the lights in 2012. That's factoring in the cost of maintenance, energy, and the $2 million it paid the utility for the lights. Another reason to make the switch, the constantly rising streetlight rent.
Some years it was going up 5% or more per year.
So you find your costs you're paying now aren't going up as fast as they would have otherwise.
That's right.
Overland Park is also slowly replacing its lights with LEDs so it can save even more money. Evergy finished converting all the streetlights it owns to LEDs last October and gives cities a roughly 3% discount depending on the size of the light. And some cities are fine with that. Lawrence Assistant City Manager Brandon McGuire says they're just happy to have a greener option.
I think as a community, Lawrence is fairly resolved to put its value for environmental stewardship and sustainability even before its self-interest in some cases.
Lawrence does care about saving money, but McGuire isn't convinced the city could take on the role of maintaining its lights. Overland Park got around this problem by hiring a contractor. But for Kansas cities that want to buy their lights from Evergy, it's too late. The power company no longer plans on selling lights to interested cities because the lights can be used for more than brightening a dark avenue. Streetlights are tall, spread across the city, and wired to the power grid, perfect for mounting sensors, cameras, and 5G wireless hubs. Meaning he who controls the lights might just control the future, or at least future tech. For KMEW News, I'm Stephen Bisaha.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Find out more at ksnewsservice.org.